Hey guys, welcome back to the Infamous Podcast. It's Brian and Johnny. This is a special Tuesday episode, which you'll hear us say again in a little bit. But we actually just got back from interviewing
Mike's Vintage.
Yeah, it's a toy store here local to us that is actually opening on Saturday, November 28th. This will be one of our Tuesday bonus shows, so you know, make sure if you're local, you go check him out. All the contact information is on the webpage. And all of Mike's stuff will be online. I thought it was a fun interview.
Yeah, it was a good time.
So you'll learn all about Mike and kind of why he got started and everything. So, you know, definitely sit back and listen. We're not going to do any kind of like post-credits, like fun little Marvel-esque thing. So remember, follow us at The Infamous Podcast on Twitter and Facebook. We're www.infamouspodcast.com.
5-star reviews on iTunes.
That would be awesome. Yep. So, and yeah, and you can find Johnny as always at Johnny Podorf on Twitter and J. Michael Podorf on Instagram.
Just check our About Us page out. Everything's linked on there.
You know, that feels like it's an affront to me. No. Yeah, we have a new About Us page. So if you're interested in what we look like, don't be. you can find out where to contact us and learn a little bit more about your show hosts.
Yeah. We appreciate you listening and have fun listening to this. It was recorded with one mic in a large room, so there may be a little bit of an echo.
No, I don't think there was an echo. It sounds kind of cavernous-y.
Sound like we're talking to Bruce Wayne in the Batcave?
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, this is Mike Harrison.
Mike Patterson.
And yeah, so enjoy the interview and we will see you guys on Friday.
Have a good one.
Later. Hey guys, welcome back. This is another bonus Tuesday episode of the Infamous Podcast. I'm your host, Brian Tudor. I'm here with
Johnny Potter.
And we are at Mike's Vintage Toy Stores with
Mike's Vintage. How you guys doing?
Good, Mike. First off, thanks for having us.
Oh, thanks for
So if you guys, well, you don't know, Mike's Vintage Toy Store is in Springboro, Ohio. He's opening on November 28th, Small Business Saturday, right?
Yep, a week from today.
A week from today. We're recording this on a Saturday. Anyway, and so we're going to sit down with Mike and talk about toys for a while. Where'd you guys, Johnny and Mike, you guys know each other?
From a Jim and Dan show. Yeah. That's where we met.
Jim and Dan show.
Okay, yeah. Cool.
Yeah, so what made you want to open a brick and mortar store?
It's just always been a goal. I've been selling toys online for a couple of years.
Yeah.
There's just a bigger insight goal that I had in mind. And so I was like, well, a store is the way to go.
Cool. Yeah. How did you get into selling toys? Like, what brought you into this dangerous career?
It's kind of embarrassing because I was staying at home with my son. My wife was working full time, so I was a stay-at-home parent. I was watching Toy Hunter, and I was like, oh, I could do that. I have toys in my basement. So I opened up an Etsy store a few months later. After that, I just kept buying stuff. And
then started doing shows.
Etsy store, yeah.
Yeah.
And like, you know, a few months later, I did stores and added more social media accounts and then bigger shows.
Cool, yeah. How many shows have you done? Like, you've done a lot of the local shows?
Yeah, I probably do about a dozen a year.
Okay.
Oh, nice. How far? Like, what's the furthest you travel?
Monroe, Michigan so far. So I've been in Michigan, Indiana, Ohio. Planning on adding, I'm doing Steel City Con in a couple weeks, so I'm adding Pennsylvania and then Kentucky next.
Okay, cool.
Very cool.
Yeah. What's fun about it? Are you having fun?
The most fun I have is sorting figures and pairing them up and completing them.
Yeah.
Just getting all the parts and getting excited over, oh yeah, this guy's sword finally complete.
You're just grabbing stuff and going, oh wow, I never had everything for this figure and that.
Yeah. Yep.
Were you a collector? Like, I mean, you said you had toys and that, but were you a...
I had toys. I didn't really consider myself a collector. I had all my childhood toys. And
right.
Even in my 20s, I was just buying some toys here and there that I liked, like G1 reissues, Carded Turtles, and that kind
sure.
of started
yeah.
it.
So you just were inspired by
yeah.
other people doing that stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Cool. So, what are your hours going to be here?
My hours are going to be, they're kind of tricky because my wife's a full-time nurse, so they're going to be Monday and Thursday, Saturday, Sunday, probably around 11 to 6, 11 to 7.
Yeah.
But first weekend, next weekend, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, I'm going to be open 8 to 8.
Okay.
All 3 days.
Oh, right. Cool.
A lot of hours.
Open. How does your wife feel about
supportive. She's supportive. We've been stressed lately, but she's very supportive. She's been helpful. She helped me paint and get stuff together.
Okay, cool. It's always good.
She's
to
great.
Does she collect anything at all, or is she like any kind of collector? Or?
No. But since I started getting into Lego, she likes building the minifigures.
Okay.
Now,
so. Oh, nice. All right, cool.
We'll see what that turns into.
Yeah.
Yeah. This guy got like our house hooked on Lego.
Yeah.
And it's been.
I'm a facilitator.
Yeah. Well, I got you hooked on Pops, so it's all.
Yeah,
it's
that's
even.
Fair enough.
So you have a lot of Ninja Turtles. You have a lot of Batman, Transformers, Hot Wheels. What's kind of like. What's the cutoff as far as like buying and selling toys? Like, are you going to sell a lot of the? Are you gonna look for more of like the modern stuff to sell in store? Or are you going to go more vintage and, buy, sell, trade kind of a thing?
I'm not really going to have a cutoff. I'm going to be open to anything. And if anybody comes in here and wants something specific, then I'm going to look for it for them. If it's 60s cap guns to modern Star Wars Hot Wheels or something, I'm going to try and carry it. Here.
Awesome.
Cool, yeah, I was wondering that myself, actually. Yeah. So what in your personal collection is, like, your crown jewel, or is there something that you're looking for yourselves that you haven't found?
Not particular. I would like some 12-pack Star Wars figures, something.
For yourself and for the store?
For myself, and then, after I've enjoyed it for a while, then I'll
right, the store. Right.
It's kind of way I rotate my collection right now. It's
okay.
Just, I'll put it on my shelf. 6 months later, okay, I'm ready for something else.
Yeah.
Sell it.
So you're just rotating stuff out. You collect it for a little while, and then when you're done with it, the store gets
Someone
it. And then we get it. Yeah.
So then Johnny will get it.
Well, not 12 bucks, but...
Yeah.
Do you have it? Oh. I forgot what I was going to ask.
Yeah.
This is what happens. Like, we come in.
We start
in,
asking questions, and then we're like, oh, wait a minute. I don't know. I'm like a deer in headlights.
So I'm looking at the Mask gas station.
Yeah.
Like, Mask is one of my favorite toy lines ever as a kid. I had Rhino and, like, I think I had, like, 10 of the vehicles and stuff like that. Like, where do you find, like, some of these more hard-to-find or, like, more niche-type lines of toys? Where do you find them online? Or do you find them at shows?
A mixture of both. My goal is to become friends with, like, every toy dealer at every toy show that I know, so I talk to them and everyone can help me and I can help them out. So I've developed a relationship with those people, and like I had a guy come to me, he said, oh, I have this Mask collection, will you buy it? I was like, yeah, okay. And then I was missing a few pieces, so I went to this dealer. I knew he had this stuff. Hey, can I buy this stuff? He was like, yeah, okay. So I mean, it's a lot online, a lot of eBay searching, a lot of even Etsy. And at this point too, I've developed a lot of followers on social media that they will come to me with their toys, like, hey, do you want to buy this? And yes or no answer depending on the price.
Yeah, I mean, stuff they have. I've been following you on Instagram for the last couple of weeks, and like every time, like you do a whole like string of posts, it's like, oh, I want that, I want that, I want
and
that.
It's pretty much like
and,
sold immediately.
And and so you're doing a great job. So like Instagram is like a really hard social network to even just kind of get consumer just interaction with.
Yeah.
And I mean, you're getting people where it's like, hey, it's all done through PayPal, and so talk a little bit about that, like. As was that like something that you strategically wanted to go into, and that just got really nerdy right there? Or was it just kind of like people were like, hey, we want to buy this, where do we buy it?
Nope. I don't know how exactly it started to selling stuff directly via Instagram. I started joining the Facebook toy groups a couple years ago and sold to this guy in Canada, and he's like, hey man, you should get on Instagram, you got great stuff, there'd be a lot of people that'd be interested. I'm like, yeah, okay, I don't know what Instagram is, so whatever. So I'll just keep doing Facebook. And 6 months later, hey, are you on Instagram? No. So I opened an account. I started just posting pictures. And then I started promoting my Etsy store through there. And all of a sudden, followers came. I don't know when exactly it came to snapping pictures and selling items and getting a PayPal payment. But the followers came. I got a lot of shout-outs from some big people, too, which really helped get people over to my page.
Yeah, I mean, the toy collecting community is a good community to, like, I guess network with, and you're networking a lot with, like, a lot of the local guys that I know and you know, and that people can bring stuff into your store, and you'll take a look at it. And
please bring something in my store,
Yeah.
I want to see it.
Definitely, that's what I was wondering, if like you were picking up collections and that, you'll buy stuff directly.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely, like,
I want to see what people have in the basements around here.
Yeah, exactly.
some good stuff around here. I just got to get the word out that I'm buying stuff here. So.
Have you picked up any really big collections just from somebody calling you and you going into their basement or attic or whatever?
Not really.
Have
I've had
that happen yet?
Just a couple Craigslist finds that I've pursued. And,
yeah.
You know, I saw a huge basement full of stuff. And at the time, I could only afford a little bit. So.
Right.
Nothing huge yet, but I'm looking forward to it.
Cool. Yeah.
Very cool. So the store, it's really neat the way it's laid out. Can you kind of talk a little bit about how the store's going to be laid out for people when they come in? And then, like, are you going to be doing events and things like that in the store?
Events, yes. I just haven't had any planned out yet. Except I'm opening next week. I'm planning on a bigger grand opening, like, probably later on, maybe after Christmas, and have the city come and do a whole ribbon cutting ceremony and all that stuff, but... no events right now. I was thinking about like a superhero Santa Claus.
Oh, cool.
You know, a week before Christmas comes, I have someone dress up and just come snap some pictures up against my bright superhero Superman blue wall.
Yeah, that's a great blue wall. Like, you should do like videos up against there. Yeah. Like, you know, like, hey, I'm Mike, this is a toy, blah, blah, blah. Post those to YouTube, you know,
yeah.
Your Instagram account.
I wanted that wall to be a rotating wall. I'm still waiting on some other shelves to come in and fill that up with more Legos and then staging and pictures
nice.
And stuff like that for it. But
very cool.
Yeah, I know when you walk in the door, I mean, I'm pretty much going to have like a little island in the middle with some stuff laid out for sale. Vintage play sets, probably going to start doing like books and even some comics and stuff here and there. But my stuff is laid out on these metal grids that I have mounted to the wall. I've got like different sections, different Hot Wheels. I've got $3 figure wall. I've got like my random stuff. I've got a superhero section, Batman, Star Wars, Ninja Turtles, and then another set of random loose figures. And
you got cool stuff.
Nice little showcase, a nice little alcove in the back. I got some higher dollar stuff all behind the counter. And that's about it. And I'm going to have parts and stuff behind the counter, so people want to look for parts to complete their He-Man figures, something I have the...
So for people who don't know, like, the parts, you know, I mean, sometimes the accessories are worth more than the figures, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So how do you go about getting, like, you know, are there people that sell just, like, bags of parts online, or...
Oh, yeah.
Really?
I do a lot of, like, eBay lots and just search for just the figure lot and just look in the accessories and see if there's any weapons that I need. Like, oh, I need this to complete this guy. Well, I can buy this lot and complete 10 figures with it or something.
Oh, cool.
So that's how I do it.
Yeah, I know, like, Johnny does, like, way more toys than I kind of stick to, like, just a couple, like, characters and just get all their action figures because I don't have the space. But, like, I know you're way more into, you know, getting the masters, all the different masters of the universe.
Yeah,
I've
got all but one of the figures at this point.
Which figure?
One of the rotating ones, the spinners.
Oh, okay.
I think it's Rotom.
Twistoid or
Rotom? No, it's Twistoid. Yeah, it's Twistoid,
okay.
Yeah. Yeah, those are some of those... like harder ones to find and
I haven't had him. I had the other one, the red and blue guy,
the Rotom.
Yeah, I've had him. Actually, I sold him that day and I saw you at the Tricon Columbus.
Yeah Okay,
very cool. So if I'm a collector and like I want you to find a particular toy for me, are you doing that like you're gonna go find it and then be like, hey, yeah, when I find it, come in and get it? Or are you gonna like charge like a consulting type fee? How does that work?
I don't think I'm gonna do a consulting fee. I'm planning on actually doing a notebook there on my counter.
Sure.
Someone wants something, put your name, what you're looking for, and some contact information, and I'll see if I can find it, because at this point I have a few people that I can call that might have the item for me, so I just say, hey, can you get this for me, and see if we can go from there if we can
Very
work
cool.
out a deal to bring it in the store.
Nice. And then obviously, like, if they end up not wanting it, then you still have something that
exactly.
somebody's going to want.
Somebody else wanted down the road.
Like, I see, like, I'm looking at your Brave Star figures back there, and, like, I imagine those will probably go pretty quick when you open.
I hope so. I hope everything goes quick.
Well, he's got two Castle Grayskulls.
Yeah.
I'm hoping those will go quick.
Are those complete? Are they missing pieces? Or?
The one is missing just the little gun, and then the other one is missing the little gun and has a couple broken pegs on the inside.
Okay.
But they're like 99% complete.
That's great.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Snake Mountain, I haven't gone through yet, but I got a huge tub of parts that probably
can
complete
this week. Yeah,
Snake
Mountain has a lot more
week.
Parts than Grayskull, I think.
Yeah, I've already chucked out a bunch of broken pieces from it, unfortunately. But I bet I could probably nearly complete it, too.
So what line are you collecting right now? Like, what toy line are you really into, or is there anything you're really into right now?
Carded turtles are what I like.
And yeah.
Like carded turtles. I like having them AFA graded and, you know, displayed in my basement.
Yeah.
I've got a few things sent to AFA right now that I'm excited to have back.
Oh, cool.
See what
have you had stuff graded already? I mean, do you have, like, some...
Yeah.
Like, what's the highest grade on the turtle figure you have?
I got a Michelangelo at a Queen City Comics.
Okay.
I bought a turtle off there back in January, a Michelangelo unpunched. Sent it away to be graded, and it came back 85 with all subgrades of 85.
Wow.
So
I was pretty
happy with that score.
So AFA stands for...
Action Figure Authority.
Okay. And so that's like the comic book grading company, but they do it for the action figures?
Yeah, and
they put in a nice white plastic case in that, right?
Yeah, an acrylic case and a little label at the bottom.
Cool.
That's cool.
Yeah. And Legos. Are you into Legos, or is it just like you're doing it because you're picking up stuff?
I'm into Legos, for sure. There are some Lego sets here that I actually sold off a while ago that were like childhood collections. Like, I have to get these back in, so...
Yeah.
And then whatever good Lego deals now, people know that I like Legos, so they bring me Legos online and say, hey, you want this? So I'm like, yes, please.
And you're selling. I mean, you're selling Legos that are
all for sale
in the store.
Yeah.
Anything in the store is for sale.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great, yeah, because I've been to a few toy stores where it's like, there's that case that's not for sale.
I thought about doing something like that. Like, oh, this is my collection, not for sale. But I was like, nah, I just want to leave that at home for me to enjoy.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't want to tease people, too.
Right, that's for the family to enjoy looking at and that. Yeah,
it would make me sad if I went in and they had something I wanted and, like, they wouldn't sell it to me. I'd probably never, ever come back.
Yeah.
You know, kind of thing.
It's happened at maybe a couple of stores, but it's like, you know, just it's the high-priced, high-end stuff. So you know you're not going to be able to buy it anyways, but how much is that is always a good question. And it's like, if they say it's not for sale, you're kind of like, well... You know, why do you even have it here then?
Yeah. No, everything is for sale.
And come buy it.
Yes.
Come buy it starting Saturday.
Yeah, this is, I mean, it's an awesome store. It's got a good flow to it and that. So, you know, definitely people should come check it out.
It'd be fun to watch it grow too. Just, I mean, you know, it seems like in our area over the past 2 or 3 years, we've gotten 3 more comic book stores in like kind of the Cincinnati area, a couple like, shops like this have been popping up, so like, hey, that's awesome. I mean, we were talking about this on the show last week, how it's an awesome time to be kind of nerdy and geeky.
Yeah.
When you're close to the highway too, so you're right off of 75.
Yeah, that's a definite bonus being a quarter mile there.
Right,
all the fast food and
shopping
here too.
Yeah.
It's a lot of traffic.
So we came up through Springboro, and like the GPS kept trying to get me to the highway, and I'm like, no, I'm going up. I'm just going
and then
my
when
way.
When you got close, it's like. He's right next to the highway. It's like, hey.
We should just take an highway.
41?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, come up the back way, and it's like.
We had to detour around because the festival, but yeah.
Yeah, being near the highway, you know, right off the highway is very convenient for anybody, you know, anybody listening, you know, 75.
Just if you're going north, it's.
Oh, I don't know.
Springboro exit, 73
Central Avenue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you're going north, you turn right, and then.
Yeah, we'll put all the information
yeah.
for the store in the show notes.
Yeah, and I took a couple pictures of the store and got a picture of the front, so we'll make sure that people see that so they know how it's easy to find.
Yeah.
The biggest part is probably the fact that I'm kind of around the corner from everything. I'm not facing the main drag, but at the same time, I got a sign that's going to be coming in this week. And
oh, cool.
Open
okay,
a sign.
Cool.
People can kind of, they'll kind of pop out of the corner of people's eyes.
Yeah, I mean, you know, this it's a smaller store, but I said walking up, it looks smaller on the outside, and then you come in, and it's like, oh, you got a long ways back to walk around, and I mean, I go into toy stores, and I'll spend 2 hours in there just looking at everything, so, you know, that's what this place looks like it's going to be.
Yep.
I mean, have you ever been to Kokomo Toys?
Not yet.
Okay. They started out in a smaller area, and now they're in like in this super huge area, and that's what I'm like, I'm getting the vibe, I'm getting that vibe again where it's like, wow, it's going to grow.
I know,
it's going to grow.
I'm excited to see how far it grows and how stuffed I can get this.
Yeah, and I mean, it's one of those things where, you know, you're here now, but you'll expand.
Yeah.
Now, so.
My lease is a 2-year lease, I'll be here for 2 years, and I'm thinking at the end of 2 years, I'm going to reevaluate.
Oh, yeah.
Look for something double, triple the size, probably.
Yeah, definitely.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very
put
cool.
the kids to work.
Yeah.
You know, when they get old enough.
Yeah, they're already in here, and my son actually identifies stuff, and he's 3 years old.
Great,
so,
yeah.
It was 6 months when I started doing this.
That's
very
awesome.
Cool. Yeah.
Learning a lot.
Your wife really is like supportive about everything, and that's great, you know. Yeah, it's always nice to hear that because, you know, that it always helps with the whole thing. So awesome.
When my daughter was about 3, I was teaching her like all the superhero symbols and like Marvel versus DC, like when I probably should have been focusing more on the alphabet type of a thing, but like she could name like all founding, all 7 founding members of the Justice League, and you know, it's like, here, a little show pony.
There's some
alphabet
letters,
but,
and logos.
Yeah, there's a few. But, no, so I'm
that's
eyeballing.
That's a good way of getting around it.
I'm eyeballing the Batman the Animated Series figures right now.
Yeah.
A couple weeks ago, I got Batman, Nightwing, Robin, Mr. Freeze, Scarecrow, and I forget the other one. Maybe Penguin.
Yeah.
All on the card and everything like that from Queen City Comics for like a great price. And I was like, man, now I'm like kind of got the itch again to track down more of those figures that I'm missing.
I picked the Man-Bat up from this man, actually. Yeah.
You got to get Batman, though. That's the first modern Batman from this animated series. That's tough to find. He's, his price has jumped up even in 2 years that I've been selling.
Oh, wow. Cool.
Yeah, just like the prices are affected by the movies coming out, obviously.
Yeah.
So you just, do you judge your pricing on what like is on eBay or?
I look at eBay for reference, but I always try and kind of go below eBay as much as possible because they're my competition too.
Right.
So.
And you got to get people to drive here and so now I get that.
Yeah.
Yeah, everything, I mean, for everybody listening, everything in here is very reasonably priced. I haven't seen anything really that's like, oh my God, why are you pricing it like that? So, yeah, definitely, you know, if you are in the area next Saturday, stop by. Saturday, Sunday, and Monday,
Saturday, Sunday, 8 to 8.
And then
it's going to be a long weekend.
Yeah. I know, it'll be worth it, though.
It'll be worth it. Get the word out there for everybody.
Yeah, I'm sure I have a lot of friends and family coming in. It should be great. So
I'll be back next weekend, so. You know, Small Business Saturday, come up and support Mike.
Yeah,
you know, check it out. Come back. Keep coming back. Keep buying stuff. Bring your stuff in and sell it to him.
Yeah, I'm going to be loading a lot of stuff online, too. So I'm going to try and rotate my stock as much as possible. So you come coming a month later, and it's new stuff, different stuff.
Yeah, and it's nice because there's not a toy-focused store around here. We used to have one, but, you know, they closed down, and it's nice that there's just going to be a store that's focused on toys and not comic books, toys, and everything else.
Gaming.
You know, gaming. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So it'll be nice for people to come in and just, you know, hey, I had that when I was a kid. I like that. I like to, you know, when I'm in a store, I hear people say that all the time, and I think it's fun. Then that opens up for conversation and that.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think you'll do pretty well.
Thank you.
What's your favorite toy in the store?
I like the Lego pirate ships. I love those.
Yeah.
I had them growing up, and then the Lego castles. I had some of those growing up. Those were some of my favorite Christmases there.
That's Did you get awesome. The sea cow from the Lego movie? Metalbeard's pirate ship?
Nah.
That thing's pretty awesome. It's like $250 though.
I could imagine.
Yeah.
But
those big sets.
I just got the Force Awakens Millennium Falcon last week. I haven't built it yet, but what else did I get? I got the B-Wing. Which was one that I just...
You've pretty much done all the Force Awakens at this point.
Except for Kylo Ren's ship. And I think I'm just going to track down the Kylo Ren minifigure.
Do you like more of the vintage Legos?
Yeah. But what's the Kylo Ren ship out yet?
It's his shuttle.
It's 20 inches tall. Okay. And it's like, where am I going to put that?
Jeez. What's the tag on that?
I think that's $99 or something. Yeah,
it's $119, I think.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay, it's somewhere in that range. I mean, Millennium Falcon was the most expensive one of the Force Awakens.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, I like the old pirate ships. I'm in total agreement with you there.
I'm looking at the Lego system like toys and stuff too. It's like, man, those are. I miss.
It's always fun to find those. Like.
Yeah.
Yeah. What is it? Time Cruisers. Yeah, Time Cruisers. Like, it's totally like just take all the random pieces and throw them together.
Yes.
It's the Lego movie before the
it
Lego movie.
It is the Lego movie before the Lego movie. That was the beauty of that. It's like how we all played as late with Lego as kids.
Yeah,
it was Lego. It was a mix and match of all the genres at the time.
Yeah.
I had the mountain. I can't remember the name of the big mountain. I had that set. I had that Time Cruiser. I had all of them. My parents spoiled me some Legos. And I was like,
that's awesome.
But then I sold them off, and I'm like, God, now I need to find them.
Now you're finding them all, yeah. And keeping some of them and selling some of them.
Yeah.
You sold them, and now you're buying them back at a markup.
Yeah.
It's like, man, I could just sold them for.
So are you going to sell like individual minifigures in that too?
Yeah.
You're getting that all together.
Yeah. That's Star Wars, SpongeBob, superheroes. Lots of Star Wars, lots of City, lots of Castle Knights and Pirates. So
cool, definitely. Like that's another thing. Bring in your Legos.
Yeah.
Make sure the arms are attached to the minifigures because, I've seen that a lot, and I'm like, wow.
They don't have to be. I've got a big giant bin of parts, so if I need a white arm with a yellow hand, I probably have it.
That's cool.
Very cool. So, yeah, it's just I don't know, man. It sitting in here, I'm like. I could do some serious damage to my bank account.
Sweet.
That's what he wants to hear.
Yes.
Well, as we were driving up, I'm like, hey, did you bring any money? And he goes, no. I said, neither did I.
Trying to take PayPal and credit cards.
But,
we like that, too.
Yeah, we definitely like that.
Yeah.
So.
Credit cards. But,
cash.
Cash. Yeah, I got the swiper for my phone, so we're using that.
Oh, okay, cool. Cool.
Yeah, that's great. Like, the technology with all that is awesome. Like,
you have a good signal here.
Yeah.
I don't
have any Wi-Fi installed yet. That's down the road.
Right.
So,
but at least you're getting a signal to run the cards through the phone, and that's definitely another thing where I've seen that's been a problem.
I've had that problem at a lot of toy shows.
Well, yeah, like it shows. We've been in that where it's like.
Yeah, well, you get, 300 people with a cell phone.
I always make sure to bring cash to
toy shows
because it's one of those things where you guys, all of you guys, it's like rather would have the cash and.
Yeah.
And then you negotiate.
Yeah.
I'll
give you cash if you knock off.
That's usually how I am.
Every time I've bought something from you, it's like, hey,
credit card, you got to pay tax on that stuff.
Tax.
You got to pay tax on cash too.
Yep. Exactly.
Wink.
What's this tax thing?
It's new to me now. I've been learning.
So
your dream, like, it's been your dream for like since you were a little kid, last 10 years to open this toy store.
Last 2 years.
Two?
Really.
Okay.
Since I started selling toys.
What did you do before?
I drew blood at the hospital. And I went to college and Navy and dropped out of college and
didn't
find out what I wanted to do. And now
this is what you
now
wanted.
I have. I
you
realized
found
I
what you want
a
to do.
Big huge nerd.
We've talked about opening a comic book store. Like that's my dream is to just do a comic book store and have it be like a place for people to come and read and interact and converse and fight and make up and. All that fun stuff.
I don't want to break up fights.
I didn't say I wouldn't break them up, but No, this is great. I mean, like, this area definitely needs like this kind of a store.
Yeah.
To come and find like good, like just good quality, like everything I'm looking at, because some of these stores you go into and like they're trying to sell, the older Turtles figures and the paint's all worn off, but they want $50 for like a figure. It's like, are you kidding? Goodbye.
I've had those experiences at the flea market lately. Like, here's a turtle for $15 with no accessories, and the guy wants to tell me that it's rare. Go look on eBay, and I've got like three of them at home.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, you want to pull your phone out and go look at the picture of all.
I have one in my pocket right now.
I'm carrying one in my car right now. It's like,
here's all the accessories right here.
Yeah, and that's where you have the $3 wall where it's
no accessories.
No accessories, and they're in pretty good shape. I mean, everything looks good over there, so it's like
some are rough. Some are rough, but some of them are in good shape. But some of them aren't just
rough. All their limbs are attached, so they're not that rough.
Yeah, they're not up to my par as far as completeness.
Right.
Sure.
When a chrome figure, I want to have all his chrome on, so then I'm
doesn't
have chrome, then it's $3.
But it helps too. If there's people that are on a budget, $3 walls are great.
There's a Brutus beefcake up there for $3.
Yeah.
You can't beat that.
Yeah. Well, I've seen a Mr. Freeze from, is that Superpowers line? Or?
Yeah, 89.
Yeah, okay, That's still a cool figure even without his helmet and that, so.
Yeah.
There's definitely stuff in here if people want to stop by and check it out. If you're a Masters of the Universe fan, there is a wall of Masters of the Universe. So
and more coming because it looks like there's a couple tubs down
there.
Yeah,
you picked up another collection.
Got in like 100 loose figures this
past week.
Tons of accessories. 2 Grayskulls, Snake Mountain.
So do you plan to sell accessories by themselves eventually? Like, is that something down the line that you...
Not really. I mean, if someone asks me, then I'll pull stuff out. But
cool, yeah.
Not at the moment, because you never know what's going to walk in. I could get that figure tomorrow.
Right, yeah.
Like, where's his sword and shield?
Yeah.
And, that'll cool. Always happen.
Yeah. That's the thing. Like, you know, there's some places that'll do that, and I didn't know how you were planning on doing that.
I mean, I was thinking I'd probably be like, you know, Star Wars figure, $5 a piece on a gun. Or,
sure, yeah.
I mean, a turtle part here is $1 a piece, but by 20, give me $15 or something.
Sure, yeah.
Pretty easy.
That's great. Yeah.
Yeah, very cool.
So if you just have accessories, bring those in too. He'll buy those.
Anything, right? Yeah, please.
Yeah. So 2 years down the line, you're going to go into a bigger store.
Yep.
And we'll be here. And we'll do you a bigger interview and a... You know, we'll be like, remember that day?
Yeah. Remember that day when you came in?
Yeah. There you go.
We work in the cash register.
He'll be, what, 5 at that point?
Yeah, he'll be 5. He'll
unpaid. Unpaid, of course. You know.
Yeah.
But
he gets paid in food and clothes. That's how he gets
paid. He gets paid in broken toys.
Yeah.
He gets the figures that don't have the limbs. That don't have the heads.
Yeah. Well, right now, that's good for him. I mean,
he's got a nice vintage figure box underneath his bed.
Oh, yeah.
And then he'll get older and he'll, like, get, like, someone will give him, like, an unbroken toy and be like, what is, I don't know how to play with this.
I didn't know this guy had a head.
What's this thing on the card? Why is it in that bubble?
Growing up, we had another little kid in our neighborhood who was a little boy, and he always walked around with, like, a My Little Pony, right? And they never had their heads, and, like, he would sit there and chew on the tail.
Okay.
But it's like, first off, what's wrong with you, kid? But second off, it was always just hilarious, and then now, like, as big as My Little Pony is, it's like, man, if you'd taken care of those,
he's eating your toys.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I see a lot of stuff here, so, you know, it's... one of those things where everybody needs to come in and just buy your stuff.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Have you thought about doing like the Maddie Collector subscriptions to get those pieces in to sell?
Not really.
No.
Not yet. I haven't really had any people ask for that.
Yeah.
There seems to be so much from other dealers. So
yeah.
I hear that. I don't really feel like that's...
Yeah, and you've got enough contacts or somebody's looking for that.
Yeah.
You'll just... Yeah, definitely. That's another thing is, you know, do come in and if you can't find it,
yeah,
write it down
in
the book.
Somebody who has it, but
yeah,
but also like the Funko Pops too. I haven't really gone into those. I don't really care for those too much. But if people start asking for them, then you know I'll consider getting an account and bringing them to the shop.
Yeah,
I like. I mean, I like the pops. I don't get them all. And again, it's more I get like the few figures that I really like.
You know, if you're a collector and you've been collecting for a long time, like I have, you start to cut it down to I like this character. That's the character I'm buying, or I like this figure for a reason, and that's why I'm buying it. We were talking about Casey Jones from the New Turtles is hanging on the wall, and I found one yesterday. I like the character. I like the character on the cartoon, so that's why I bought it.
I like that design of that character, too, like because it's different. It wasn't just a hockey mask. And you know, so.
Yeah.
Well, cool. So, Mike, where can everybody find you online?
You can find me on Facebook, Mike's Vintage Toys and Collectibles. I have an Etsy store at Etsy.com under Mike's Vintage, and then I've got Instagram, Twitter, Tumblr, Flickr, and all that stuff. Just Mike's Vintage, one word.
Great, great. Do you have a website yet?
Not yet. Probably soon.
Okay.
Cool. Awesome. Yeah. Well, we appreciate you welcoming us in before you open.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, so
thanks for having us.
Us. Yeah. This is exciting. Like, we're definitely going to... We'll both probably be back next weekend.
Okay.
So,
But
so do you have any last words you want to say before we sign off?
Yeah, physical address is 50 Tahlequah Trail. It's a Cherokee name. I'm facing the Edwards Furniture Building on 73 in Springboro. And I've got a big white sign on top. I'm going to have a sign hanging that you'll be able to see in the parking lot.
Cool.
Yeah, and there's ample parking.
Yeah, lots of
which
parking.
Is great. Yeah,
lots of parking.
Yeah, I'll put like a map embed in the
cool.
show notes and everything like that. So
yeah, just definitely check the show.
Yeah, just make sure you go to our website and you know infospodcast.com and you know look up the Mike's Vintage interview and all his links and everything and some pictures of the store while it's you know pre-baked.
Yeah,
we'll be up.
Still fine-tuning.
So, anyway.
Hey, yeah, fine-tuning is awesome.
Yeah. All right, Mike. Well, thank you. We really do appreciate it. And,
thank you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, we'll talk to you guys later.
Yeah.